disparity in shots and power plays and your goaltender's performance, would it be accurate for someone to describe that as you guys stole a win here tonight?
No, I wouldn't. I would not use that. They put a lot of pucks to the net. I think they're backdoor on the power play, the post on the power play, or two or three of their better chances. But most of what was at our net was a heavy scrum, lots of plays within 2 or 3 feet of the net, which we'd like to clean up. But there certainly weren't a lot of odd man rushes or things like that of the real high risk nature. We weren't at our best, I'll give you that. I think we can play better, and I think we will as this series goes on. But we pay our goaltender, too.
And you've seen a lot of, obviously, strong performance from this year. Where would this one rank tonight? Right up there?
There's great difficulty in a lot of the saves in finding the puck in those scrums, but he's built for that. He's a big man that moves well and tracks well in traffic, especially close traffic. So he's capable of that kind of game in that kind of environment. That's what he's good at.
You changed up the bottom six lines a little bit, obviously with Joel Armia being out, and to get that goal and the first Brandon Tanev from Brian Little. Maybe your thoughts on putting those three together?
A bunch of things. Brandon's played exceptionally well. It gives us left and right-hand centermen. In a line that has a bit of a shutdown role, they'll come out of the game even. Like the way that they played, Brian's been an incredibly strong player in the playoffs for us, and I've moved him, and he's played two or three different lines at center, and he continues that. So that was part of the idea. I wanted to get him the minutes that just gives us a better chance to win. He needs to play in the top nine with the way he's playing for sure.
Paul, what was the bench like as you guys are weathering that storm in the first period? A couple guys were saying they were almost prepared for that.
Yeah, the bench was fine because it didn't feel like it. I mean, the crowd noise is there, right? Every time the puck gets near the net or there's a chance. We didn't have a whole lot. Most of our chances we liked in the first, we missed the net on, that were in some ways cleaner shots than maybe what we gave up. The bench was fine. I think they understand we got another gear here that we can get to. I thought we had about 12 minutes of it in the second period. We were skating the right way, putting the puck at the net the right way.
Is there confidence for your team in that, you know, you won 34% of the faceoffs, you got outshot 2-1 or better, you gave up 87 shot attempts, and you win? What's that do for your confidence knowing you can play that much better?
We have to earn a better game. We've got to work a little harder. But I don't feel as overwhelmed as the stats will tell me I should at all. I'm usually pretty honest about that. I'm not trying to protect the group. It's their building. They had a lot of jump early. They put an awful lot of pucks to the net from all over the ice. We can handle the net front scrums a little bit better. We get an opportunity to kind of get the momentum shifted at times with a power play. Thought that they got some chances there and some excitement off that. I'm not worried about those stats.
Paul, last year in the playoffs when Pittsburgh did something similar to Washington, we described them as having quick strike capabilities. How would you describe your team's ability to capitalize on the chances they had, you know, in really important times?
Yeah, important because, you know, they'll hit a post, we go down and score, things like that. But it's not something we want to rely on. We know they're going to get some zone time on us. I think we can move the puck a little bit better. They're a really heavy pinching team. The benefit of that is they're going to spend a little more time in your end of the ice than they normally, maybe other teams would. The negative at times can be is you can get some breaks off that, some two-on-ones and some higher quality opportunities to put the puck in the net.
Well, is it maybe another step or a sign of growth in this group? You give the goal up .123 into the third, but from there on, the play wasn't all in your end.
No, but they're going to bring their D up. They're going to get real active on the line, so they're going to build more risk into their game. I think we could skate better than we did tonight. Positionally reasonably well. We weren't out of position on a lot of those. There was time, but we were still all right.